Hey, everyone. My name is Jenna Spinelli, and I host and produce a podcast called Democracy Works. It's a collaboration between the McCourtney Institute for Democracy at Penn State and WPSU, Central Pennsylvania's NPR station. If you enjoy this podcast, I think you'll like our show, too. Every episode examines a different aspect of what it means to live in a democracy. Sometimes it's big picture issues like neoliberalism or demagoguery, and other times it's more on the ground topics like ranked choice voting and how local news deserts are democracy deserts too. Some of our previous guests include Jonathan Haidt, Andrew Sullivan, and even Wynton Marsalis. So I hope you'll check out Democracy Works. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a themed list of five podcast episodes, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. On this podcast, we'll follow the format of our newsletter. You'll learn about the curator of the week, their chosen theme, and the five episodes that they've selected as part of that theme. We'll also have some more podcast-related stuff thrown in here and there. Hopefully, you'll find a new podcast or two to check out. So, let's get into it. What are we listening to this week? Before we get started with today's episode, we want to tell you about our podcast and newsletter sponsor. Houses on the Moon Theater Company presents the Houses on the Moon podcast, an 8-episode series using storytelling to amplify the unheard voice. On the show, you'll hear remarkable true accounts from parents of gender-expansive children, people impacted by gun violence, undocumented immigrants, and more. Plus, chats with changemakers about our world's most relevant topics. Listen and follow now wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, keep your ear to the ground. This week's Earbuds recommendations come to us from Melissa Locker. Melissa is a writer, editor, producer, and on-air personality. After her time at WNYC, Portlandia, Gucci, and the legendary indie label Kill Rock Stars, Melissa now covers music and culture for Time, The Guardian, Vanity Fair, Fast Company, Elle, and other publications. In addition to putting words on the page, she was an on-air culture reporter for the National Public Radio show, The Takeaway. A lot of great things there. We're very excited to have Melissa curating this week's list. After we tell you about this week's podcast recommendations from Melissa, I'll share an interview that I recorded with Glow.fm founder, Amira Valiani. Amira is a venture-backed entrepreneur and policy professional. She's currently the CEO of Glow, which is a creator economy company that builds SaaS tools to help creators monetize their talents and grow their audiences. Previously, she served as policy and communications aide in the Obama administration. I'm very excited to have you hear our conversation later in the show. As for our podcast recommendations this week, through Melissa's podcast picks, a whole lot about music and its relationship to murder, crime, and all that fun stuff. Let's get to this week's podcast recommendations. Melissa chose the theme Music, Murder, and History. Sounds like the theme of my next party. Why did Melissa choose this theme? She writes, Songs in the Key of Death is a new podcast that looks at murder ballads, songs that were the true crime of their day. Songs in the Key of Death looks back at 6 songs and the crimes that inspired them and the people left out of the narrative, with new music from Sad 13 and Bonnie Prince Billy. This theme, Music, Murder, and History, was inspired by Melissa's newest show from her company, Nevermind.fm. Here are this week's podcast picks from Melissa. The first episode is from the podcast Dolly Parton's America, and the episode is called Sad Ass Songs. If you know Earbuds, you know that we're a fan of Dolly, and we're especially a fan of this podcast. We've actually recommended this exact same episode a few weeks ago, but we think that every curated list has something new to bring to the table, and the context of having it within this theme brings something new to your listening experience. Here's what our curator has to say about this episode. When MacArthur Award Genius Grant winner Jad Abumrad implied on this show that he didn't know what a murder ballad was, we decided we had to make a podcast to remind the world about these amazing songs. Plus, this podcast overall is amazing, and if you haven't listened yet, you should. The second episode comes from the podcast Song Exploder and is called Sheryl Crow Redemption Day, featuring Johnny Cash. Here's what our curator has to say about this episode. No podcast takes you behind the music like Song Exploder. Having the artists themselves walk you through their creations is just magical for music nerds. And since the premiere episode of our new podcast focuses on Johnny Cash, I thought it would be fun to include the legendary Sheryl Crow's work with the Man in Black. I wish I could be friends with both Johnny Cash and Sheryl Crow. Next up, from the podcast Songs in the Key of Death, we have an episode called Delia. Here's the description. This podcast looks at the true story behind Delia, the song that saved Johnny Cash's career. While Cash sang about a low-down, trifling woman, the real story is both darker, more tragic, and far too common. The next recommendation comes from the podcast You're Wrong About, and the episode is called The Chicks Versus the Iraq War. Our curator writes, "This episode digs into a story that you thought you knew, but as the title indicates, you're wrong about. This episode explains exactly how the Dixie Chicks, now known as the Chicks, went from being one of the biggest bands in music to basically being banished from the music industry, all for having an opinion about the Iraq War." The last recommendation of this week's theme, Music, Murder, and History, comes from the podcast Lost Notes, and the episode is called Son of a Gun. Very interesting story here. Our curator writes, "Murder ballads tell the stories of gruesome crimes, but a lot of crimes wouldn't happen without guns. This episode of KCRW's excellent Lost Notes podcast takes a look at the history of music's relationship with guns and how it unfolds over time." Thank you to our curator, Melissa Locker, for bringing these episodes to Earbuds Podcast Collective this week. We'll have a link in the show notes to all of these podcast episodes and more. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you're not interested in the theme that we've selected that week, you can still check out the Spotlight podcast for some more audio content. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. We're doing something a little bit different in the Spotlight arena this month. We're spotlighting shows that elevate the voices of the LGBTQIA+ community in honor of Pride Month. This week, we're spotlighting a podcast called Queerology. Here's what Queerology is all about. How might we live better as queer people of faith and allies? Host Matthias Roberts brings together theologians, psychologists, poets, thinkers, and changemakers for conversations around belief and being. Next up, it's time for the interview portion of the show. Today, I'm speaking with Amira Valiani. I told you a bit about Amira up at the top of the show, so let's hit the tape. But before we do, a quick note that Amira's dog was pretty upset and was barking a whole bunch at the beginning of our chat. So you'll hear some of that for the first few minutes. Thank you for understanding, and I hope you enjoy the interview. Well, I'm excited to have you here today because you have been really busy in the podcast space lately. You founded Glow.fm, which I think we first got introduced last year when you did Podapalooza.
That's right. Yeah, we put together the podcast festival for COVID relief, and you hosted our live, I forgot what we called it, our story slam, which was like incredible.
Yeah.
And that's how we got put in touch.
That was really fun. That was such a great example of podcast activism. I thought it was an amazing event. That was part of Glow. And since then, Glow has been acquired by Libsyn.
That's right. Yeah. So we officially were acquired by Libsyn in April of this year. And so really proud to have Glow be part of the Libsyn family and have them be investing and scaling out Glow to tens of thousands of more creators.
So for folks who don't know, give us a rundown. What is Glow?
Yeah, so Glow is a really easy way to be able to make money directly from your listeners. So a lot of people podcast for free just because they want to get their voice out into the world, but a lot of people are also looking for ways to monetize their podcast. And we believe that good content deserves to make money. So we make it easy to start a subscription program for your podcast or to be able to charge for one-time access to your show. So if you want to be able to put content behind a paywall, we make that really, really easy for you to set up and for your listeners to be able to pay for. And I think one of the things we discovered with Glow is the span of things that people are willing to pay for is really broad, as long as it's high quality and often as long as it's niche. So one of our most successful customers with Glow was a fiction podcast. It's actually a horror stories podcast. But there's a lot of people out there that really, really love horror content and that love the show. And it's incredibly well written. And he works with writers from across the world to be able to put it together. And so a lot of people are willing to pay for that content, which is awesome to see, in conjunction with people who are willing to pay for business content and local news content and meditation, all of the above. There's a lot of stuff out there that I think people are really willing to support.
I'm with you. What are some of the podcasts that you, if you don't mind sharing, that you support personally?
I support like a big spectrum of podcasts. I'll share two. One is, I'll just share content creators I support more broadly because I don't always listen to the podcast. But one is called Water and Music. Sherry, who is this fantastic journalist who really dives deep into the music space, but also the creator space more broadly. She actually largely releases like a lot of content through newsletters and also like insane spreadsheets online and every once in a while the podcast, but I really love her stuff. And then I also really enjoy this podcast, I guess it's another business podcast, called Acquired, which was actually our first customer at Glow, where they tell the stories of companies from inception to acquisition. They have really incredible premium podcasts that are meant to like tell the nitty gritty of company building. So they'll interview all these other amazing founders and investors. And it really helps you dig deep into, you know, what does it actually mean to build a company? So those are a couple of the ones that I pay for.
So that kind of puts us on the topic of recommendations. I always ask my guests, what is the first podcast that got you into listening to podcasts?
My first podcast was the Startup Podcast out of Gimlet, which is the very first podcast Gimlet put out. And I got hooked so quickly. So I remember I was here in Cambridge that summer that I first heard about it. And I used to have like probably a half hour commute to my internship that summer. And someone recommended it. And I started listening to it one Monday morning on that walk. And like 3 days later, my data went over because I just could not stop listening. And I didn't realize that you need to like pre-download it at the time. And I was absolutely hooked. So I binged the whole thing in like, I don't know, really quickly. And it's just a fantastic podcast. And I think really resonated at the time because I was going through this first iteration of starting a company. It was a different company back then, but it was just an incredible emotional journey. And it was a well-told story for anyone, but especially for me, it felt really resonant.
And Startup is really interesting because it's old at this point, but it is still continually cited as people's first podcasts. And it's still listened to now as if it's, because it's essentially evergreen content. What's one of the podcasts that you listen to either early on or that you came to later that was kind of off the beaten path?
One of the podcasts I really enjoy is called Strict Scrutiny. It's a podcast about the Supreme Court or sort of like legal jargon. And the spin on it is I think it's for women who are law professors. And so they're just all incredibly accomplished. And I think all of them have clerked for the Supreme Court or other federal justices. Really incisive, awesome legal commentary, but they're also just kind of fun and spicy.
I was just having this conversation with somebody. There are so many incredible high quality podcasts out there that we've never heard of. Like I've never heard of that podcast, and that's like a mainstay for you. And that's amazing to me that we're both pretty plugged into the podcast world, but you've got this podcast that would probably never come across my apps, you know?
Yeah, and there's so much good stuff out there that it's hard to keep up with. Like, there's someone on our team who I think listens. She has like 200 podcasts that she tracks. And I thought I was a podcast junkie, but like, wow, she goes in deep. And every time I talk to her, there's like another great show that bubbles up and that you start finding. And you know what I find really tough is that I have sort of different podcast listening cadences. So there's some shows that are like, you know, the weekly sort of commentary shows that I tend to listen to them like pretty quickly after they come out. And if I miss it for that week, I just miss it that week. But then, so I just did a road trip from Dallas to Boston and listened to Dolly Parton's America, which if you haven't heard is like, holy shit, fantastic podcast. And that's perfect binge listening for something like a road trip. So I need this like repository of great narrative nonfiction shows that I also want to build up. But it's so easy for those to get buried because they're not like the first ones in chronological order. So there's always a new podcast to listen to.
They also easily get buried because when they are limited series like that, There's marketing efforts for maybe a few weeks before, definitely during, maybe a few weeks after the show finishes dropping episodes. And then after that, it's pretty much over. Even though the content could absolutely be relevant 2 months, 5 months, a year, 5 years from now, like Dolly Parton's America, for example.
I think about this a lot as someone who loves podcasting and someone who likes like starting things, different projects, and there's just no good way to track all that stuff. I mean, I guess like TV is kind of the same way, or movies, is you just got to keep your list and go back to it. But
yeah,
I wish there was an easy way to surface those recommendations, particularly in timely ways. You know, in this instance in particular, Dolly Parton's America is a great podcast no matter what, but we were driving through Tennessee, and Dolly Parton's from Eastern Tennessee. So we heard about her commenting on her childhood and her Tennessee mountain home in the national parks that are around the Smoky Mountains while we were driving through it, which was like actually like a really powerful experience. And I'm glad that we had that opportunity and saved it for that drive.
Yeah, that's really nice. That's a really great way to experience podcasts, I think.
Driving through Tennessee and listening to Dolly Parton's America. And when you can create those moments, it is really special.
So that kind of takes us to my last question. You mentioned Dolly Parton's America is something that you listened to recently and enjoyed. What else are you listening to? What else do you want to give a shout out to? What have you been loving lately?
Let's go. So of a niche podcast variety, I started listening to this podcast called What It Takes, W-A-T-T, It Takes. And it's about people taking interesting tasks to solving climate change. So mostly interviewing different climate entrepreneurs and people doing interesting things in the space to talk about how they're approaching climate change. And it's fun, one, because I love just hearing the stories of different entrepreneurs, but two, climate is something that I'm looking to get ramped up on and better understand how we can approach. And so it's really fun to be able to go deep in these conversations with different people taking various approaches to solving the issue. So that's a fun interview one. The other shows that I've been digging into a lot lately, or that I listen to almost all the time, is Sway by Kara Swisher. That's a popular one, but man, Kara Swisher is such an incisive interviewer.
Yes.
And she just picks these really fun, interesting people to interview. So she'll go from interviewing the ProPublica writer who wrote that piece about billionaire taxes and how they went into that kind of reporting. You know, she'll interview Barack Obama. She'll interview like Lina Khan like 2 years ago, who's the new nominee to be chairperson of the FTC. It's a fun show because she's at once a really great, incisive interviewer, but also doesn't shy away from making her opinion known. And she does a really excellent job, I think, of balancing her prerogatives as a journalist with also the fact that she's no spring chicken and has been around the block and knows these issues super well.
That's a really great recommendation. And fun fact, Kara Swisher uses Squadcast, which we're using right now.
That's right. I've heard her give you all shout outs. And I'm really, really proud of you. Yeah. Every once in a while, I think early on in the pandemic, she'd be like thanking Squadcast. So
I love that.
You got a good roster of clients over there.
Well, awesome. Amira, thank you so much for joining us today on Feedback with Earbuds. It was a pleasure to talk to you about GLOW and to hear about what you're listening to.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much to Amira for taking the time to speak with me. We'll link to all of Amira's socials and the podcasts that she recommended in the show notes. A reminder that if you know someone or you are someone who's doing something pretty cool in the podcast space, I want to talk to you. You can get in touch with me on Twitter at Ari This and That, or on Instagram at Ariel This and That, or just search for Earbuds Podcast Collective on any social platform. We've got a new segment in our newsletter that we're going to be sharing from time to time on the podcast. It's the Earplug segment. We'll share a podcast that we recommend that you should fill your ears with, sponsored by Earplug. This week, we're recommending the podcast called Immigrantly. Immigrantly is a weekly podcast that deconstructs the archaic stereotypes of what it means to be an immigrant, a child of immigrants, a person of color, and everything in between. Listen at immigrantlypod.com. That's it for this week. Let's wrap it up. We'll be back next week with more podcast recommendations. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's hosted by me. It's mixed and put together by Daniel Turek, whose work you can find at robotslack.com. And our newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.